Please remain standing for the reading of today's scripture.
我哋继续起立，去读神嘅经文。
We will first read this responsively, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6, first in English, and then in Chinese.
我哋会体验方式去到读呢个经文。今日嘅经文系嚟自希伯来书十一章一至六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
For by this the people who watch all to see their foundation.
By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible.
Faith will offer to God more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous. God commended him by accepting his gifts, and through his faith, though he died, he still speaks.
By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found, because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. Let us read verse 6 together. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him.
希伯来书一章十一章一至六节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是藉着神话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从言而之物造出来的。以诺因自神被接去，不至于见死，人也走不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得到神喜悦他的名证。我哋去读第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信实有神，并信他赐给那寻求他的人。
God bless the reading of His Word.
神祝福所听的、所讲的。
And at this, please be seated.
大家请坐。
And at this time, Pastor Jin Chung will be bringing the message titled, What Do You Really Believe?
我们很开心今天有郑牧师和我们分享，今天的题目是你真正相信什么？
We turn this time over to him.
我们将时间交给郑牧师。
Without faith, it is impossible to please our God.
人非有信，不能得神的喜悦。
Good morning, church.
各位会友，早晨。
Good to see you again, all.
好高兴再见到大家。
Before we begin a new series on this September, why don't we greet one another? Get up in your seat, greet one another by saying.God is alive.
我哋同周围嘅人起身打个招呼，彼此去讲神系活着嘅。
The God we worship is a living God, is not a dead idol.
我哋所敬拜嘅神系一个活着嘅神，唔系一个死嘅偶像。
Every time we read the Bible and we make a comment about it, it becomes a theology.
当你每一次去睇呢个圣经，而对呢个经文去做一个评价嘅时候咧，这个就变成一个神学。
We are now in the footstep of the new sermon series called Christians, What Do You Believe?
我們現在開始一系列新的講道的題目就是說基督徒你真正相信什麼。
Now this question is not just about your feelings or opinion.
這個問題不只是在於關於你的意見是怎樣或者你的感受是怎樣。
But it is about the way that you read the Bible and make a statement about it.
而是說你在於怎樣去看這個聖經和這個聖經對你來說你有什麼評想法。
And I believe we have been taught this counter-cultural blessings in the Beatitude.
在這個八福裡面我們之前所說的就是說這個逆向的潮流這個真正的福氣是什麼。
And it is a necessary and logical next step for our sermon series to be, so what do you believe?
然後跟住落嚟，好合理嘅，好正常，應該我哋要講到嘅就係話你真正相信啲乜嘢。
We're sitting at the feet of Jesus as he was just giving us those eight blessings.
我哋坐喺基督嘅腳前，我哋講聽到耶穌基督所講嘅呢個八福係啲乜嘢。
He was almost dismantling the definition of our blessings by presenting us with the kingdom value.
佢俾我哋睇到呢個真正天國嗰個價值係啲乜嘢。
It was glorious, it was convincing, and it was anti-cultural.
是榮耀的，是很有證據的，是跟這個文化潮流文化是相反的。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀痛的人有福。
Blessed are those who are persecuted for the righteousness' sake.
為義受逼迫的人有福。
But when we come down from such a high view of our daily life in the kingdom of God, we are immediately faced with inadequacy.
但当我们从这个山上边落来，回到我们正常的生活的时候，我们就面对我们自己的不足。
And as we juxtapose and compare ourselves and measure ourselves how we have fallen short of the glory of God, the question becomes, how can we live that out?
因为当我们去对比神要求我们的和我们自己做得多么差的时候，我们就去想究竟我怎样可以过这个生活呢？
How can a fallen creature made from the dust will return to dust possibly live this heavenly blessedness?
一个由尘土而造至终会归于尘土的受造之物，我们怎样可以过这个生活是有这个福气呢？
We have to get to the root.
我们要去到那个根源的问题。
We must examine the foundation of our statement that stands upon to produce what blessedness is.
我们要看回我们自己那个信仰的根基，是我们基于什么以致可以得到这些福气。
If the Beatitude described the fruit of a life that was transformed by grace,
如果这个八福去形容我们的生命是由这个恩典去改变以致生出这个果子的时候，
Then the methodology or even how question must examine our belief.
而至于我们怎样可以生出这个果子呢，我们就要去考察我们信什么。
The substance of the statement of the blessedness.
这个实质那个所謂講到呢個福氣嗰個特質係乜嘢
？The substance of our confession and our belief，
我哋嘅認信，我哋相信嘅究竟實質係啲乜嘢
？And the church has for centuries summarized their confession of their belief in the form of confessions or creeds。
過去好多個世紀，教會嘅教會一路以嚟去將佢哋所信嘅去總結埋一齊，所稱為嘅信經。
So brothers and sisters, for the next few months, we will examine our hearts using the Apostles' Creed.
所以未來幾個月，我哋會考察我哋相信啲乜嘢，我哋用乜嘢咧？就係用呢個使徒信經。
And we will come to the root of the question.What is it that we truly believe about what we believe.
我哋要翻去我哋根源嗰个问题，就话我哋究竟信啲乜嘢。
Now, if you're a keen listener or you have heard Jesus speaking, you know devil believed in Jesus too.
如果你是一个好留意留心的聆听者的时候，你知道鬼魔魔鬼也都相信。
They believed that Jesus was the Son of God, perhaps more than we do today.
魔鬼也都相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，可能比我们所信的更加多。
But the question becomes today's text, did he have faith?
但是今天的经文给我们看到的问题就是说，魔鬼究竟有没有那个信心呢？
Now, we must remember here the Apostle James' warning in James 2:19.
我们要记得雅各书在2章19节所提到的。
You believe that God is one, you do well, even the demons believe and shudder.
他说你信神只有一位，你信的不错，鬼魔也信，却是战惊。
Demons are not atheists.
鬼魔不是无神论者。
If they have their theology, which they do,
如果他们有他的神学，实在他们是有。
In a factual sense, is actually perfectly orthodox.
在这个实质的实在的层面上面，他们所信的其实都是很合传统的。
They knew who Jesus was from before we were created.
他们知道由这个创世以先，耶稣基督已经在那里。
And in Mark's gospel, they even cry out, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. That's the words of demon.
在 马可福音，他们甚至乎去呼叫说，对着耶稣说，我知道你是谁，你是神的圣者。
They knew God is servant, sovereign. They knew God's judgment is real. And they knew that they were doomed.
他们知道神是全能的，有主权的。他们知道有这个审判。他们知道他们不能够逃避这个审判。
They believe all the right facts.
鬼魔甚至乎相信所有的事实。
But they lack saving faith.
但他们没有这个得救的信心。
They may have intellectual agreement, but they have no loving trust for God.
他们可能有一个知识上的认知，但是他们没有一个对于神的一个爱的信心。
They know the facts about God, so they believe, but they do not love the God of the facts.
他们知道一切关于神的事实，但是他们不爱这位拥有这些所有的事实的这位神。
So the presence of holy God and sovereign God,
所以神，这个圣洁的神，这个全能的神的同在，
God's power and his judgment,would only produce terror in them.
神的大能和审判对于他们来说，只不过使到他们是战惊。
Their belief is that of a convicted criminal who knows every detail about the judge and about the law, but there's no love for the judge, no hope for mercy.
他们的信的是什么？就好像一个监犯，一个被定罪的囚犯。他们知道所有关于这个法官所有的法律，但是他们对于他们的审判，他们将来所有的不能够去盼望有一个怜悯在当中。
But we, the church, who was purchased by the blood of Christ,
但我们作为教会被耶稣基督的宝血所买赎，
we have saving faith given from in through by Christ.
我们有这个得救信心，是由藉着耶稣基督，由耶稣基督那里来。
Saving faith, on the contrary, is the belief of a beloved child who hears their father's voice and runs to him, throwing themselves off the cliff into the arms of the father, not in terror, not in afraid or fear, but in love and trust.
一个得救信心就好似一个孩子见到佢嘅父亲，听到个父亲嘅声音嘅时候，唔理任何嘅嘢咧，就走去跳去佢父亲嘅怀抱嘅里边。
Now, this is the pivotal distinction of our entire series on Christians. What do you believe?
这个就是我们将来现在所讲的一系列的圣经讲到你相信什么，这个是重点。
It's the difference between the believing that God is real and believing in God in our obedience of faith.
分别就是在于你相信神是真，同埋你相信在神的里面你带着这个信服，在这个信心里面你去相信神。
It's the differences between believing and putting faith or having faith in Christ.
分别就是你知道同埋你将你的信心放在神的里面。
So before we dive in, please join me in a word of prayer.
我们开始之前，我们一起祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we bow in your presence this morning.
天父，我们在这个同在的面前，我们去跪下。
May your word be our rule this morning.
愿你的话语是我们的法则。
May your spirit our ultimate teacher.
你的灵是我们的老师。
And your greater glory our supreme concern.
你的荣耀是我们唯一所关注的。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求。Amen.
Now, today's text, specifically the 11th chapter, as known as the faith chapter of the Hebrews, it was written to Jewish Christians who were trying to abandon the faith of following Christ.
今天所看的经文希伯来书，特别是第十一章，我们所称为关于我们的信，这个经文是写给犹太的基督徒，他们差不多要放弃耶稣，离开他们的信仰。
If you ever feel like you're at the end of the rope, holding on to the very last hope of God's word,
如果你觉得在你的信心里面已经临到边缘的时候，你只是单单可以捉紧住神的话语的时候，
This 11th chapter is for you.
希伯来书的十一章是写给你的。
The author's goal was very clear.
这个作者的目的很明显。
It was to demonstrate the measurable superiority of Christ and exhort them to preserve their faith in perseverance.
他是要给他们看到耶稣基督那种的至高无上，同埋要去劝勉他们要去继续坚忍。
To help them, those who are suffering and facing the raging sea, the author does not talk about belief, but he talks about faith of the forefathers of God.
去帮助他们去看到的时候，这个作者去怎么去帮他们去面对这个苦难的时候，他给他们去看到这个信心是要信什么东西。
Verse 1 begins, Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
第一节他说，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
Now to understand this, we will look at two key Greek words with help from the Puritan theologian John Owen.
去明白这节的圣经，我们要看到两个重要的希腊字。由这个奥运他以前所写的。
The first term is hypostasis.
第一个字叫 hypostasis.
It is translated as assurance, substance, or even a confidence.
中文的翻译过来就是这个确据或者这个确信。
Now, what in the world is hypostasis?
这个字是什么意思呢？
For example,
例如
hypostasis is like finding that you just won the lottery.
就是说你发现自己刚刚中了这个六合彩。
It's perhaps believing that you could be the next winner.
又或者你相信你是下一个抽中的人。
Now,If you were just thinking about buying the ticket, let's put it as belief.
咁可能你去谂要去买呢个彩票，我哋所称就称佢为呢个信。
You believe that you might be the next winner.
你相信你可能是下一个幸运儿。
But faith, hypostasis, is buying that ticket.
但是信心，我们刚才所提到的希腊字 hypostasis 的字，就是说你去买这个彩票的行动。
It's the assurance, it's the confidence that you might be the winner by purchasing that ticket.
就是你买这个彩票的时候，你去相信你会是下一个中彩票的人。
Maybe we can take it one step further. Hypostasis is finding out you just won the lottery.
或者再进一步就是说 hypostasis 这个字就是说你刚刚中了这个彩票。
You just saw that they announced the winning numbers, and you realize your ticket matches the number, but you don't really have the money in the bank account yet.
咁喺电视上边，佢哋啱啱去公布咗吓中彩票嘅 number 系乜嘢？你发现你张彩票就系啱啱系嗰啲 number， 但系你嘅银行嘅户口里边未有呢个彩金。
And the full payment is in the future to come, but the winning ticket in your hand makes that future promise a concrete reality now.
那个财金是要将来才进入到你的银行的户口，但是你手上的彩票就是一个确实的现实，是应许了你将来一定会有这个钱。
As soon as you found out you had the winning ticket, until the time and the date that you are to go into the office and cash out your winning money, that hour is hypostasis.
由那一刻你发现你中了这个彩票，到那个时间你去那个办公室去领这个彩金的时候，这个之间的时间就是我们所谓的 hypostasis 这件事。
You don't have it, but you have it.
你未有，但是你是有的。
It's not wishful thinking.
这个不是只是一个想当然。
It's more like an ownership.
而是一个拥有。
And Owen says, faith gives a real subsistence to our future hopes.
Owen 说信心给我们一个对于将来一个实质的确据。
It gives us this unshakable substance in our souls today with the future promise.
给我们今天的灵魂在将来，当将来来到的时候，我们现在已经有一个不会摇动的实质的信心。
Not by sight, but by faith.
不是by眼睛所见，而是by，是，不是凭眼睛所见，而是凭着信心。
The promise of heaven has been given.
天国的应许已经给了你。
Those who calls upon the name of the Lord.
凡是呼求神的名的人。
And Jesus' promise is higher in authority and nature and ontology than mere megaball.
神给我们的这个应许比单单这个中这个彩票是更加大更加超然。
His word promised to us is already but not yet.
祂的话语给我们的应许就是说我们已经得到但是还没得到。
Now, the second term that we're going to look at in John Owen is elenchos, which translated into conviction, evidence, or proof.
而第二个字，欧文所解释到的 elenchos 这个字就是那个证据。
Now, verse 1 says, faith is the conviction of things not seen.
首先，这个所见之事的实底。
It's like the one final evidence presented at the courtroom that leaves no room for doubt.
就是在法庭上面所陈列出来最后那个证据，那个证据是叫人无可推诿的。
At the courtroom where you are now pronounced as guilty of your sin.
在这个法庭里面你现在是被宣称为是有罪。
Owen says, this infallible demonstration, an argument from God, is so powerful that he has called you, you are free.
Owen 所讲就是说神所讲的这个无误的这个论证，这个论点是很有能力，是至终能够使到你得到释放。
God's verdict in life and death of Christ upon our case in that final judgment was so powerful.
在耶稣基督的死里面，我们得到释放，这个 證據係最有力。
That there's no room for doubts or rebuttal.
係唔需要去懷疑嘅。
It floods the darkness of their doubts and lack of evidence with undeniable blood of Christ, proclaiming that we are not guilty or we are saved.
我哋係藉住耶穌基督嘅寶血。使到神去宣称我哋是自由，我哋是无罪，这个是不可以被任何人、任何的东西去推诿的。
Now, putting these two words together, the author of Hebrews is describing a certain 100% gift from God.
将这个字两个字摆在一起，这个希伯来书的作者就是形容一种确实的礼物是由神那里来。
And he lays examples of these people who lived out in those faith.
然后他给了很多的例子，就是说以前的先前的人，他们怎样去凭着这个信心去活。
Faith rests on the almighty power of God to deliver his people.
这个信心是完全是依靠这个全能的神去解救他的子民。
And faith also rests upon unwavering truth of God who does not lie.
同时这个信心也都是完全依靠这个神，他是不会去讲大话的。
You see what I'm doing here? To move from believing into having faith in Christ?
去由这个相信去到将信心摆在耶稣基督那里，这个转变你有没有看到呢？
I have introduced extra additional information, knowledge about who God is and who Jesus is.
我已经给了更多的资讯，就是关于耶稣基督是哪一个，和神是哪一个。
And this is why faith in Christ, or faith that he has upon us, bridges the chasm from mere intellectual agreement to a life-transforming trust in God.
这个信心就是将这个从去知道有神，以至到我哋将我哋信心摆喺神里边，同埋活出呢个信心之间嗰个鸿沟，去拆毁咗，成为一个桥梁。
Faith comes from hearing，
信心由听到嗰度嚟。
Without hearing who God is, our faith is deteriorated into a mere belief。
如果我哋听唔到究竟神系边一个嘅时候，我哋嗰个得救信心只系单单嘅所谓嘅相信。
Are you struggling to live out your faith of the word that has been taught by God to you?
你是不是在这个要活出这个信心，藉着由神的话语教导你当中，能够活出来，在这件事上面是有挣扎呢？
Are you facing the raging sea of this world, throwing the waves of trials and sufferings and even confusion that you no longer understand where to go, left or right, front and back?
你是不是被这个世界的洪流所掩盖、所影响，以致你不能够知道究竟你信什么，或者是你应该走哪一道呢？
If that is you today,
如果你是今天你是这样的时候，
Faith comes from hearing his words.
信心由听神的话语那里来。
Rather than staying away and abandoning your faith to follow Christ, even more so, face your challenges with his words.
我们不可以逃避，反之我们要去面对神在祂的话语里面给我们自己的挑战。
The solutions to go over that raging sea and waves of trials and suffering is not to duck under it, but ride it on Christ.
要去在这个洪流或者是这个惊涛骇浪甚至乎你的苦难之中怎样去度过呢？不是只是去单单去逃避，而是在这个浪涛的上面是藉着耶稣基督去经过。
With concrete unshakable foundation of Christ, ride that waves of trial and victory.
藉着耶稣基督做你的根基，在这个惊涛骇浪之上是藉着耶稣基督去经过。
So our text invites us to the next proper question.
我的经文带领我们去问另一个问题。
Now, before we understand how to write it,
当我们去明白怎样去经过这件事的时候，
Before we understand that there is a necessity for us to live out our faith in God,
当我们知道我们要去，我们需要去活出我们的信心的时候，
What do you mean by faith comes from hearing? Or even, where does this faith come from?
那这个信心在哪里呢？
Now, our natural inclination is to think that we can produce this faith in our life by more prayers, by more devotion, by more serving others.
我们很自然的倾向就是说，以为我们多些祈祷，多些做灵修，多些服侍，那这个信心就会来了。
But the scripture get rid of this prideful assumption.
但是圣经呢，是完全将这种的骄傲的假设呢，是完全摧毁。
The problem is not that we don't believe. I mean, problem is not the belief itself, it's Satan's, the devil's belief.
那个问题不是说相信什么，因为呢圣经讲了魔鬼也都相信。
But it's that in our fallen nature,
但是在我们堕落的本质里面，
in our still in darkness, in our drenched by sin,
我们仍然在黑暗里面，仍然被这个罪去捆绑，
we cannot produce saving faith on our own.
我们不能够由自己里面去产生这个得救信心。
Jesus says in John 6:44, No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
约翰福音6:44他说，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。
In other words, our natural mind, as Paul says in Romans 8, is by definition a default hostile to God.
保罗在罗马书第八章里面讲到，我们的本质，我们原本就是敌挡神的。
Before the light of Christ shines and pierces through our hearts, we are spiritually sleeping. We're spiritually dead.
在耶稣基督的真光照入我们的心以先，我们原本在灵里面是死的。
Which means just as a corpse cannot give itself life,All of a sudden, waking up, a dead heart, a spiritually sleeping heart, cannot generate faith on its own.
就好像一条死尸，它不能够将生命去俾自己，就好似我哋一个死咗嘅心，我哋灵里边嘅死或者系瞓咗觉一样，唔能够自己去起身醒过嚟。
So how does anyone even cross this chasm then?
咁有边一个可以越过呢个鸿沟呢？
By grace,
是藉着恩典，
by the covenant that God has made or cut through with His people,
是藉着神给祂的子民的这个约。
Faith is not something we generate, but it is a gift we receive by grace and faith.
这个信心不是一些我们可以自己生出来的东西，这个信心是我们只能够接受的一个礼物。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 says, For by grace you have been saved,Through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
以弗所书二章八节句话，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
This is not your own doing, but it is the gift of God.
这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Now, John Calvin in his institutes argues that this wordThis pronoun refers to the whole package of salvation by grace through faith.
约翰加尔文在他所写的《基督教要义》里面所说，这个者这个字就是包含了这个藉着这个信心所得救的这个整个救恩的礼物。
The whole package of salvation, therefore, in it, faith is part of that gift.
整个这个救恩的礼物，这个信心就是其中礼物的其中一部分。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit in us as we regenerate our dead hearts.
在这个圣灵在我们心里面的工作，去将这个死了的心呢，是再次复苏。
It's the work of the Holy Spirit pointing us back to hear God's words by opening our blind eyes and granting us very ability to believe in Christ.
是这个圣灵在我们心里面的工作，打开我们这个核眼， 去让我们去相信，能够有这个能力去相信耶稣基督。
It is, as Jude writes, a faith that belongs to those who are called and loved by God the Father.
是由大书里面所讲话，这个信心呢，是那些被那些被召的人，在父神里面是蒙爱的人。
So the journey from belief into faith and obedience to faith is not a journey of our own effort.
所以这个旅程由一个单单所谓的信什么，以致到是有这个信心相信耶稣基督，这个完全不是人自己的努力可以做到。
At one point we said I'm not a believer, and from that point we will become a believer and says I believe in. And these are not somehow produced or byproduct of our effort of moral dignity or philosophy or any sort of religious activities.
有一个人说我不相信，以致去到说我相信耶稣基督去拯救我，这个不是人的自己的自己所可以想出来，自己的意识或者意念可以去生产出来。
Because it can come in a lightning of second.
因为可以就某一刻某一秒就来到。
When God grants the gift of faith,
当神将这个信心的礼物给人的时候，
a person who are born spiritually blind will suddenly receive sight.
一个人生来是属灵是黑眼的时候，突然间他就得到这个视力。
The world was always there.
这个世界经常就已经在这里。
But now they can see it.
但是他现在真正可以看到。
This is what Hebrews 11:1 means by faith being the conviction of things not seen.
这个就是希伯来书11章1节所讲的，就是未见之事的确据。
For this reason,
因为这样的原因，
spiritual realities are invisible and nonsensical to non-believers.
属灵的现实对于未相信的人来讲，他们是看不到，或对他们来讲也都是不合理的。
What do I mean by that?
我讲的意思是什么呢？
Well, to argue Karl Marx, is faith an opiate to escape reality?
那对于马克思来讲，他说信心就好像鸦片那类的药物，让人呢是逃离的现实。
Is faith a drug that you use to run away from the reality of suffering?
这个信心是不是就好像一些毒品那样，让你从这个苦难里面去逃避出来呢？
No.
不是。
Faith is much greater than that.
信心是更加大。
It's the conviction of a foundational reality.
这个是给我们看到一个实质的现实是怎样。
Imagine you're standing on a seashore, and as you look down the horizon, it might tell you that the world is flat.
就好像你站在一个海边，你望去远处的时候，你可能说这个地球是平的。
But science gives us, or even get it on an airplane, will tell us that the conviction that we had is wrong one.
但是这个科学或者你站在飞机上面飞上很高很高的天空的时候，你就会看到我们刚才所讲的那个证据是错的。
The world is not flat, but it is round.
这个世界不是平的，是圆的。
Faith is just like that.
信心就好像这样。
It doesn't deny the reality of our suffering on our viewpoint.
这个不会去否定我们的苦难或者我们的视野。
But rather, it gives us theA narrative, a lens through God's plan, a conviction to a deeper reality that we did not see before.
就是给我们好像传神，给我们有一个视野，就是说看到一个实质的现实是怎样，是神给我们，是我们以前看不到的。
That a sovereign and holy and good God is in control.
就是让我们看到这个神是有主权，这个良善的神，祂是控制着一切。
Faith in this God that we worship is not an escape from reality, but it is an anchor in reality.
将我们的信心放在这个神的里面，不是叫我们逃离现实，而是将这个我们的信心呢是牢固在这个事实上面。
What about Sigmund Freud?
弗洛伊德又讲乜嘢咧
？Is faith an illusion? Is faith an illusion we project to feel better and feel more comfortable?
佢话呢个信心就好似一个假象，我哋去生产出嚟，让我哋觉得好啲。信心系咪咁样咧？
No, it's the winning lottery ticket. The ticket that you have in your hand is not an illusion.
唔係呢個信心咧，就好似你已經贏咗呢個彩票，呢個彩票已經喺你嘅手上邊，係講你聽，你已經贏咗噶啦。
But rather, it is a hope standing upon a reality of objective truth.
而係呢個盼望，呢個盼望係建基喺一個客觀嘅事實真理上邊。
Like a soldier on a battlefield who just received a signed and sealed promise of rescue.
就好似一个士兵喺个战场上边去得到一个已经签署咗嘅命令，就系话你会得到拯救。
That the commander, the general of the army has promised you that I will come to save you.
呢个将军，呢个战场上嘅将军已经应承咗话我嚟会拯救你。
Soldiers does not write the letters and gives to himself an illusion to make himself feel better. That's not faith.
这个士兵不会自己去写一封信说那个将军会来去拯救他，让他自己会觉得好一点。这个不是那个真正的信心。
Faith is hearing the King of Kings letter received by faith with the Holy Spirit.
这个信心就是说去揸住神的话语，是藉住圣灵，我们去相信，我们去接受。
Now let's look at verse
3. 我们看第三节。
When we have this faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God.
他说我们因着信就知道诸世界是藉神的话造成的。
Now American theologian Jonathan Edwards would call this There's things that you now see that you did not see before is new spiritual sense. New spiritual sense.
咁啊，美國嘅神學家愛德華茲對於話而家所睇到能夠睇到嘅現實，就係佢所稱之為嘅一個屬靈嘅感知。
Those who received King's letter by faith.
嗰啲相接受神的话语，藉着信心的人。
Those who has the promise that stands upon a higher authority than any other authorities.
那些由这个至高的权柄所能接受到的这个书信的人。
They are now have a capacity granted in regeneration.
现在他们能够有一个能力是给他们是重生。
That enables us to taste and see more than just knowing.
让我们能够去尝到，让我们能够看到，而不是只是单单的知道。
By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God.
藉著信，我們知道這個世界是由神造的。
Unaided reason can only speculate.
這個不能夠得到幫助的一些論證，只可以去猜測。
But it is by the gift of faith from God, we can now understand the first element of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth.
藉住呢个信心嘅呢个礼物由神而嚟，我哋能够去知道我哋刚才所读嘅使徒信经，佢话我信上帝全能的父创造天地的主系咩意思
？Only if scientists had this faith，
系只有信心俾我哋能够睇到。
Faith is the sight that allows us to see reality as it is。
信心俾我哋有眼睛有视野去睇到一个现实系点样。
Now, by its very nature, the gift of faith does not merely change what you see, but it changes who you are before God.
这个信心的礼物不单止让我们看到改变我们所看的东西， 而是改变了我们在这个圣洁的神的面前是一个怎样的人。
Our last verse today, verse 6, makes this very clear.
第六节讲得很清楚。
Without faith, it is impossible to please him, or please God.
他说人非有信不能得神的喜悦。
All human attempts to please God, apart from this God-given faith, are basically futile.
如果没有神给我们这种信心，我们尝试怎样去取悦神，所有的努力都是枉然的。
Martin Luther stood upon this when he nailed a 95 thesis.
马丁路德当他去将95条的信心钉在门的时候，是讲得很清楚。
Without hearing the word, without the word of God being at the center, there is no faith.
如果听不到神的话语，如果没有神的话语在你的中心的时候，你不会有信心。
Therefore, any religious activities, any rituals that we performed, apart from Christ, apart from living word of God, are not pleasing to God.
所以任何的宗教的活动，任何的事离开神，离开在神里面的信心的时候，所有的事都是枉然，不会取悦神。
That was the article upon which the church...ought to stand or fall according to Martin Luther.
马丁路德说这一件事就是这个教会能够去建立或者是倒下的一个原因。
And without this faith, we are like Cain standing before God in verse 4, offering the works of our hands from a cursed ground and stained by sin.
如果没有这个信心的礼物的时候，我们就好像该隐一样，将奉上一个礼物咧，系俾呢个罪嘅系污染咗，系唔会取悦神。
When we were in a state of Cain，
当我哋好似喺一个喺该隐嘅状况嘅时候
，When we were without faith，
当我哋冇信嘅时候
，Or when we are still displeasing to God and unable to produce the faith required，
如果我哋仍然系好似该隐咁样，我哋唔能够取悦神，唔能够产生个信嘅时候
，God。In His mercy, sent His only Son.
神在祂的怜悯里面去差派祂的儿子
to bridge the great chasm between sinner and holy God.
将这个罪人和圣洁的神当中的鸿沟去拆毁。
Christ is our now perfect sacrifice for our unacceptable offering to God.
耶稣基督是我们那个完美的祭牲，是让我们能够被神所接纳。
However, our works produced are stained by sin and unacceptable God, but in Christ, they are now perfect sacrifice to Him.
从前我们的工作在神的面前 是污糟，是不能够接受，但是在基督的里面的时候，神就去接受了。
Jesus is the Lamb of God who was slain for us.
耶稣基督是那位为我们代罪的羔羊。
His blood speaks better word than the blood of Abel.
他的血所说的比亚伯所的血所说的是更加美。
Christ's blood, the perfectly acceptable to the Father, cries out for our mercy.
耶稣基督的宝血完美的祭身被神所接受，是呼求这个怜悯。
Christ is our perfect righteousness for all of our disobedient lives.
耶稣基督是我们的完美的公义，在我们一个不顺服的生命里面。
None of us have succeeded to walk with God like Enoch did.
没有一个人好像以诺这样可以与神同行。
But in Jesus, we can walk with God perfectly because He Himself lived and walked with God perfectly.
我们能够与神去同行，因为耶稣基督已经是过一个完美的生活，是完美的与神同行。
Our general, our brother, our head of the church lived with unwavering faith and obedience that pleased the Father every second of his life.
我们的兄长，我们教会的头，耶稣基督，他过一个完美的生活，一个坚定的信心和顺服，是时时能够取悦神。
And at his baptism in the dirtied water, so to speak, the Father declared, This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased.
在他的洗礼的当中， 神去称呼这个耶稣基督，是他说他是我所爱的儿子，是我所喜悦的。
Father is pleased with the Son, and he is also pleased with the church under the headship of Jesus.
天父喜悦他的独生儿子，并且天父喜悦这个教会以耶稣基督为首的教会。
Now finally, Christ provides the very gift of faith itself for our inability to obey unto faith.
最后耶稣基督给我们这个信心的礼物，帮助我们这个不信的生活能够去相信。
Hebrews 12 verse 2 tells us Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith.
希伯来书十二章二节，他说耶稣基督就是那个为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
He does not leave you alone and expect from you something that is unexpectable.
他不是只是由得我们在这里，只是去产生一些不能够接受的东
西。He's not leaving you alone to produce a standard that is met by God's standard, that faith and obedience that you can't produce.
他不是由得我们就是在我们自己的位置上面尝试去生出一些这个达到一个标准，是去到尝试去到神的标准，但是我们是做不到。
He commands you and gives you what he commanded.
他去命令你，还有他给你一个能力去做他命令你的事。
He commands his church and gives everything the church needs to obey that commandment in faith.
他给教会这个使命，并且他神供应一切，以致我们能够在信心上面去履行这个使命。
That is the God we worship.
这个是我们所敬拜的神。
There's no excuse for us anymore.
对我们来说不再有任何的藉口了。
He is the perfecter and author of your faith.
他是你的信心的创始者。
He is the one who commanded you and expects you the perfect fruit from you.
他是那个命令你和期望你产生这个完美的果子的。
But he knows you cannot produce on your own, so he became to dwell inside of you, the temple of the Holy Spirit.
因为他知道凭着你自己，你不能够去 生出来，以致神差派他的圣灵是住在你的当中帮助你。
And he is now giving you what he commanded and demanded from you,so that you may be presented before God blameless and holy on the day of judgment.
神去供应你所需要去履行他给你的使命和命令，以致在这个审判之日，你去到他的面前，你是无可指责，是完美的。
That is our God we worship, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，这个是我们所敬拜的神。
This is our God.
这个是我们的神。
Praise be to God.
赞美主。
Now let us pause here before we end today's sermon.
我有完结今日的讲道之前，我让我们停一停在这里。
If the Apostles' Creed has given us the object of faith, today's text has defined the nature of the faith.
如果这个使徒信经给我们一个相信的一个主体的时候呢，今天所讲的就是去定义了我们信是什么。
As you have noticed from the beginning of the sermon to this point, the faith is now being increased by hearing who God is.
由今天讲到开始到现在所讲的，就是说让我们去看到信心由听那里来。
For that reason, first element of the Apostles' Creed would tell us who this God is.
所以使徒信经首先开始就是说给我们看到这个神是哪一个。
First, I believe in God, the Almighty.
首先就是说我信上帝全能的父。
Who made heaven and earth.
他造天地。
This is the faith of creation.
这个是相信这个创造。
Then I believe in Jesus Christ and His only begotten Son, our Lord.
第二就是信耶稣基督 神的独生儿子，我们的主。
This is the faith of redemption.
这个是相信这个拯救。
And finally, I believe in the Holy Spirit.
就是说我相信圣灵。
This is the faith of sanctification.
就是说在这个成圣的信心。
Now, if there's anything in this entire world worth putting my life, my dearest and deepest belief as a created being, it is this one triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
如果这个世界上有任何的东西值得让我们的生命我们全人去摆下去的时候就是这一位三位一体的神圣父圣子圣灵
There's no other name
没有其他的
That your life is worth living for
没有其他东西是配得你的生命去为他而活
There's no other name but the name of Jesus
没有其他的名是除了耶稣基督
Who is worthy of your time
他是值得你摆时间
worthy of your deepest trust
值得你最深刻的信任
and worthy of your dearest hope of your life and death
是值得你将你的信将你的生与死都摆在他那里
perhaps you're standing on the other side of the chasm this morning
可能你站在鸿沟的另一边
you feel the emptiness of this world's belief
你觉得这个世界上所有其他的信仰都是空洞的。
You might even believe the facts about God.
你甚至乎可能相信关于我们所信的神的一些事实。
But there's no faith, love, trust, peace in your heart.
但是没有在你的心里面并没有这个信靠没有这个爱。
The good news is God has crossed the bridge to meet you where you are.
好消息就是说神已经跨过这个鸿沟去到你那边。
So let us come to him.
让我们去到他那里。
As the desperate father cried to Jesus in Mark 9:24, I believe, help my unbelief.
我们好像这个马可福音第九章二十四节，这个父亲他说我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
The gospel is not telling us to try harder.
这个福音不是叫我们更加努力地去尝试
But to call upon the name of the Lord with everything you have.
而是用尽你的力去呼求神的名
For those of us who believe, let us be humbled.
对于那些相信的人让我们谦卑
As Corinthians 1 says, everything that we received is from above and from God. Why are you lofty?
在哥林多前书所说的就是说凡我们所领受的都是由神而来，那为什么你这么骄傲呢？
Those who understand the belief in God and the faith in Christ would only live in accordance with thanksgiving.
那些是所认识知道什么叫去相信神、信靠神的时候，他们的生活只是会有一个感恩。
Their life is gratitude after gratitude.
他的生命是不断地去感恩。
So let us examine our own hearts.
让我们考察我们的心。
Is our belief about God in Him characterized by terror or any distance?
我们所相信的神是不是只是给我们有一个恐惧让我们远离他呢
Or is it loving trust that any problem that you are in, He is able to fix it?
又或者你是有这个爱、有这个信靠、你相信任何你的问题神都会去
If you lack assurance of salvation, let us ask him as the desperate father asked Jesus, help my unbelief.
如果你在你的得救上面是缺乏这个确据的时候，让我们去呼求神，好像刚才所讲的就是说，求神去帮助我们的不信。
And let us continue on this faith, this fight that we have to fight and the race that we have to finish.
让神去帮助我们去完成这个赛跑。
Even a correct theology in the case of demon, without love can be a belief of demon.
就好像这个鬼魔，他们只是他都有他的神学，他相信神的事实，但是不能够帮助他们。
Without Christ, belief is sinking sand.
如果没有耶稣基督，他们所信的只是一些流沙。
But faith unto obedience described in Hebrews 11 is solid rock.
而这个信心有一个信服的时候，在希伯来书十一章形容这个是一个稳固的磐石。
Today, we can receive the gift of faith in Christ.
今天我们在基督里面可以接受这个信心的礼物。
You can take the hand of Jesus who has come to meet you on this side of the chasm.
你可以去捉紧耶稣基督，他已经来到鸿沟的这一边去与你相遇。
And with glory and joy and peace and comfort and tears of proclamation and say for the first time with everything we have, I believe.
我们藉着这个喜乐、眼泪、平安，让我们用我们所有的能力去呼求，我已经相信。
Let us pray.
让我们祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we stand in the awe of your grace.
天父，我们站在当中，我们去讶异你给我们的恩典。
We confess that on our own, we are nothing but like Cain.
我们承认我们好像该人一样，没有好的东西可以给你。
We're spiritually dead and cannot produce faith you require.
我们灵里面是死的，在我们里面不能够生出你要求我们的信心。
Or even opening up our mouth and say, I believe, knowing my sin and your holiness.
知道在你的圣洁里面，我们是一个罪人，我们不能够，甚至不能够开口去说我们相信。
But we thank you for Jesus.
但是感谢耶稣。
Thank you that he is our perfect sacrifice, our perfect righteousness.
他是我们完美的牺牲，完美的公义。
We thank you that he is the very author of my faith.
他是我们的信心的创始者。
So in him I proclaim, I believe in God the Father Almighty.
所以在里面，我在祂的里面，我们宣告，我们相信神创造天地的主。
So we pray now for any hearts here that stand in unbelief, O God.
我们为着在我们当中未相信的人去祈祷。
By your Spirit, grant them the gift of faith.
藉着你的圣灵，给他们这个信心的礼物。
Give them the heart of boldness to stand upon the rock of salvation.
给他们的心有这个勇气去站在这个救恩的磐石上面。
Draw us closer and closer to you, O God.
天父，让求你去使我们靠近你。
Help my unbelief.
帮助我的不信。
Teach us your word.
教导我们你的话语。
And grow love for you in our heart.
在你的心里面去生出对你的爱。
We ask all this,In the capable hands and the powerful name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣大能的名，祈祷，奉耶稣基督的名。